You know it's important when the graphic goes up.
Yeah, I didn't let the whole thing play because it's 10 seconds and we're already a minute and 18 seconds into the show. We haven't talked about the fact that it is now officially out there in the public. Keandre Lambert-Smith has not been with the Penn State football team this week heading into the Blue-White game. So, guys, we've been talking about this over at the Blue-White Illustrated message board for about a week. Nate, you and I were talking about this. This week.
4 days.
4 days. Who's counting? It's a work week.
Three shows in 3 days.
Yeah. My brain has been on a spin cycle this week with all the things we've been doing. But Nate.
Yeah.
This is big news for Penn State. So let's talk about the situation with Keandre and how this has all evolved and what you know through your reporting of this particular situation.
Yeah, I think important to note, not in the transfer portal as of yet, as far as we know, right, has not officially made that step, but some background information. I think maybe Monday I was, kind of alerted to his locker looking a little light. All the stuff was gone. And so that was, as these things go in the reporting world, maybe a little bit of a smoke signal.
Right.
indicating that something was amiss with Keandre Lambert-Smith. So that
means on Tuesday, when we were at open practice, Fitz, we were there and Keandre was not. So you put the pieces together and now we're here at this situation. I guess what's your view of this late breaking development? The transfer portal opens next week, I believe on the 15th?
Yeah, the transfer portal opens on the 16th. So 16th. It'll be an opportunity for non-graduate transfers. Actually, everybody, everybody can go in basically at that point. From my understanding, he's supposed to finish up this spring. So is that a situation where, he goes in right away? I don't know. But this has been something that's been going that direction. Keandre, we have to add that caveat all the time. Amazing physical talent and sometimes disappears. And this week, physically, he disappeared.
Yeah, he's, I think the most fair way to describe him, but again, I don't know Keandre personally, you're not talking about having a relationship there, but mercurial, I believe is the apt description of him on and off the field.
Right.
He's just a guy who has a little bit of a flair for the dramatic. And there was some question, I would say, coming out of last season. Right. So coming off of the Peach Bowl, but also really even going into the Peach Bowl. Right. The tail end of the season, how his production was waning a little bit, becoming less of a factor. It was a question as to whether or not he would the important caveat here is he's returning for a fifth season. Like, this is a bonus year for him. So he didn't have to come back in the first place, but things kind of dragged out a little bit. You get into, I want to call it mid-January, maybe, when he made an announcement with Happy Valley United that he was coming back. But again, that's kind of part of the deal with this is you have players making announcements in January that don't necessarily have to hold until until the season. Nine months is a long time. There's another transfer window in there. And, I think it is I feel comfortable saying, something that Keandre is exploring deeply at this point.
It's interesting because some of the things we've been asked, on the Blue White Illustrated message board is this Andy Kotelnicki? He's the new variable, right? Of he's the offensive coordinator. They're in spring football now, and this is all happening now. From what I understand, football's not the problem. This is actually a great situation. Like they have things have been going well for Keandre during spring practice, but this is more on the relationship side. This is more on how long you've been at Penn State, and you mentioned mercurial, and sometimes that's tough to deal with, like that from both sides. And you feel like you can do more, you feel like you are the guy, and then maybe it doesn't feel like that's reciprocated. And now heading into the final week of spring practice, it feels like these are the things that are either being worked out or have been decided.
Yeah. I do think some important, again, context to this is Keandre wanted more respect last year, right?
Yes.
And again, just whether it's for the show or elsewhere, he kind of clapped back at me at one point over some things that we talked about here on the show. I feel like I'm as mild-mannered as they come. I try to be nice
yes.
And complimentary to everybody, but it wasn't a personal thing with Keandre, and we talked about it. It is simply a matter of he feels a certain level of disrespect, right? I don't know exactly how to frame it, but
the chip on the shoulder has 100% always been there.
Yeah,
always been there.
100%.
You need that as a receiver. It just comes across differently in different ways.
Yes, and so it's been a thing, really. If we're being honest, throughout his career at Penn State,
yeah,
where it's been a constant game of figuring out when that switch is going to happen, when he has confidence in himself and doesn't necessarily see it as the world disrespecting him.
Yeah, right? it's not us against them. Sometimes it feels like it's the world against Keandre,
right,
from that particular conversation, especially when now you're folding in NIL and prestige and some of those personality things of, am I being treated like the leader in the room? How can I be the leader in the room if I don't, that perceived feeling isn't there?
This is also program-wide, right? Like, it's not, yeah, it's not limited to Keandre. This was one of the byproducts and things that we understood were going to happen, the unintended consequences, as James Franklin likes to say sometimes. The unintended consequences of NIL is you've got a locker room culture where you are trying so hard to control it and to make sure that everybody feels like things are an even playing field. And on the back side of it, sometimes there are needs that you need to go out there and get in the transfer portal,
yeah,
or elsewise, right? Where people are going to have those conversations in the locker room about, oh, hey, what are you getting? Right? What do I get?
Right.
Where does this pecking order stand? And again, nobody anywhere feels like they get enough.
Yeah.
Like that's part of the thing is,
yeah,
nobody ever feels like they're valued the way that they should be.
And they went out this spring, and they got Julian Fleming, this winter, and they got Julian Fleming,
yep,
who may not, I don't think he's like the talented guy that's going to overtake Keandre on the football field, but people are going to ask every question about Julian Fleming because he's from right up the road, because he went to Ohio State, all these different things of this homecoming story. So that's been sort of the media storm this spring has, yep, been, hey, how is Julian Fleming going to change things? Maybe not necessarily on the field, but in the locker room, he's now the guy who hasn't been here for the past 5 years, like Keandre Lambert Smith.
Yep.
He's the guy that you're turning to as an example, as a leader. And I think, yep, there's levels there that you can certainly read into.
Yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I think that's certainly worth bringing up, because Fleming has been a brand in this state for a long, long time, and people attach themselves to this state or to those type of brands from this state. And it's probably something he wasn't crazy about hearing.
And again, when James Franklin has been asked about the receiver, it's not as though the receivers as a whole, that anyone felt like this was a resolved issue, right?
Yeah.
Right. The receivers have had that chip, collectively have had a chip on their shoulder. But James Franklin, when asked about the receivers as a whole,
yep,
and then when asked about Keandre specifically,
yep,
deserved or not, right? I don't know how else to put it, but
yeah,
James Franklin is typically pretty honest about these things, and he does not force himself into blowing smoke when it's not deserved. And
yeah,
so this spring, the things that James Franklin has said about the receivers room and about Keandre specifically are, yeah, some flashes, some it getting better. Well,
you had the great line for it, like, he's flashing more consistently, which is in itself kind of an oxymoronic, yeah, statement, yeah, but like, you know, how many times do you flash making big plays?
Well, you look back at last spring and last summer, and all the every question that you asked about the receivers was followed by Keandre and Trey,
yeah,
and everyone else.
Yep.
This spring, yeah, it's been everyone, basically. And not necessarily in, like, everyone standing out, but, like, everyone's lumped together, waiting for somebody to jump ahead, waiting for somebody to come out and be the alpha, if you will.
Yep.
And if you read those, if you take James Franklin at his word, and as you said, he's pretty upfront with these things, there hasn't been a ton of separation, and separation's been an issue for that room for
on and off the field.
Yeah, well, figuratively. Yeah. Yes. Anyway.
So that's the latest of what we have, what we've been talking about over at BlueWhiteIllustrated.com. Great time to remind you, whether you're here in person and we got people here hanging out, checking out Nittany Cards Plus, or over on the, you're here on the YouTube channel, or you're listening later on the podcast, you can subscribe to Blue White Illustrated, and you would have gotten this information as we got it. Over on the site, $2 or 1 month for $2. I get that wrong every time. Every single time, the dyslexia just gets to me. Code PSU1. If you see it on the screen, you know what I'm talking about. If you're here on the YouTube channel, 2 months for $1. Promo code PSU1.